From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Turkey lays blame for a terrorist attack on its capital city. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu says a Syrian man with links to Kurdish militia groups was responsible for a car bombing in Ankara that killed at least 28 people.
Operasyonlarımız devam ediyor. Dün bu çerçevede...
In a televised speech Thursday, Davutoğlu said the attack was carried out by the PKK Turkish separatist group together with a person who sneaked into Turkey from Syria. Davutoğlu said the Syrian man was a member of the YPG, a Syrian Kurdish rebel group. Turkey considers both the YPG and the PKK to be terrorist organizations. He also appealed for international support against the YPG in apparent reference to the United States, which has backed the group in the battle against Islamic State militants. Saleh Muslim, the head of the Syrian Kurdish group, denied the Turkish allegations, saying his organization has no link to the bombings. A car bomb Wednesday targeted a convoy of military buses in the Turkish capital, just a few hundred meters from parliament and military headquarters. U.S. military officials say the northward push by forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has yet to substantially weaken the American-directed fight against the Islamic State terror group in Syria, but they worry it may only be a matter of time. The plan, crafted by the International Syria Support Group last week, calls for a cessation of hostilities in Syria. A U.S. government spokesman says the agreement reached between six world powers is not a declaration that all fighting has ended. Read more about this on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is appealing for $56 million to fund a global action plan to combat the Zika virus, which is spreading across Latin America. The virus is suspected of causing microcephaly, or brain damage, in babies, and Guillain-Barré, a neurological disorder. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization's strategy focuses on mobilizing and coordinating the abilities and expertise of the agency's many partners to help countries tackle the Zika virus. WHO spokesman Christian Lindemeyer tells VOA the new emergency plan is an important part of the international response to control the spread of the Zika virus.
A very important tool. We have to respond very flexible and quickly and to bring us all the partners on board and combine expertise as quick as necessary.
The WHO says it expects to know within the next few weeks if the Zika virus and microcephaly are linked. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Kenya's military says an airstrike killed the head of intelligence of Al-Shabaab, a Somali-based extremist group who's believed to have been among those who planned attacks on Kenyans. In a statement, a military spokesman, Colonel David Obongyo, said Thursday that Mahmoud Karate, also known as Abrahim Mohammed Warsami, was killed along with 10 mid-level Al-Shabaab members in an airstrike 10 days ago in the Nadris camp in Somalia's south. The U.S. State Department in April designated Karate as a terrorist, saying he played a key role in the Amniyat, the wing of the Al-Shabaab responsible for the April attack on Garissa University College in Kenya that resulted in nearly 150 deaths. Voting is officially underway in Uganda's presidential and parliamentary elections, but voters are facing long lines and delayed openings at some polling stations because of late ballot deliveries. After delays in some locations in the capital, Kampala, the Ugandan Electoral Commission released a statement saying polling has started on time in various parts of the country, but noting delays in parts of the capital and in Wakiso district. The statement said the commission expresses its regrets for the late delivery of polling materials to those locations. White House officials say President Barack Obama will visit Cuba next month, a major symbolic step in the warming of ties between the Cold War enemies. The Obama administration will formally announce the trip Thursday, according to senior administration officials, said the visit will be part of the president's travels to Latin America.
That's the latest world news from VOA.